Never mind, he said, responding to Nancy's problem. Skip 4-H. I'll take Kenyon instead. And so, lifting the office phone, Nancy told Mrs. Katz, yes, fine, bring Jolene right on over. But she hung up with a frown. It's so peculiar, she said as she looked around the room and saw in it her father helping Kenyon add a column of figures, and at his desk by the window, Mr. Van Vliet, who had a kind of brooding, rugged good looks that led her to call him Heathcliff behind his back. But I keep smelling cigarette smoke. On your breath? Inquired Kenyon. No, funny one. Yours. That quieted him, for Kenyon, as he knew she knew, did once in a while sneak a puff. But then, so did Nancy. Mr. Clutter clapped his hands. That's all. This is an office. Now, upstairs, she changed into faded Levi's and a green sweater and fastened round her wrist her third most valued belonging, a gold watch. Her closest cat friend, Evinrude, ranked above it, and surmounting even Evinrude was Bobby's signet ring, the cumbersome proof of her going steady status, which she wore, when she wore it, the least flare-up and off it came, on a thumb. For even with the use of adhesive tape, its man-sized girth could not be made to fit a more suitable finger. Nancy was a pretty girl, lean and boyishly agile, and the prettiest things about her were her short, bobbed, shining chestnut hair, brushed 100 strokes each morning, the same number at night, and her soap-polished complexion, still faintly freckled and rose-brown from last summer's sun. But it was her eyes, wide apart, darkly translucent, like ale held to the light, that made her immediately likable, that at once announced her lack of suspicion, her considered and yet so easily triggered kindliness. Nancy, Kenyon called. Susan on the phone. Susan Kidwell, her confidant. Again, she answered in the kitchen. Tell, said Susan, who invariably launched a telephone session with this command. And to begin, tell why you were flirting with Jerry Roth. Like Bobby, Jerry Roth was a school basketball star. Last night? Good grief, I wasn't flirting. You mean because we were holding hands? He just came backstage during the show, and I was so nervous. So he held my hand, to give me courage. Very sweet. Then what? Bobby took me to the spook movie. And we held hands. Was it scary? Not Bobby, the movie. He didn't think so. He just laughed. But you know me. Boo! And I fall off the seat. What are you eating? Nothing. I know. Your fingernails, said Susan, guessing correctly. Much as Nancy tried, she could not break the habit of nibbling her nails, and whenever she was troubled, chewing them right to the quick. Tell. Something wrong? No. Nancy. C'est moi. Susan was studying French. Well, Daddy. He's been in an awful mood the last 3 weeks. Awful. At least around me. And when I got home last night, he started that again. That needed no amplification. It was a subject that the two friends had discussed completely, and upon which they agreed.